Lauren Boebert files legal action for false and disgusting claims she was an escort, had two abortions. By Paul Bois on June 15, 2022. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, has vowed to take legal action against what she described as false and disgusting claims she previously worked as an escort and underwent two abortions. On Tuesday, the American Muckrakers PAC issued a shocking and salacious press release claiming that Boebert worked as an unlicensed, paid escort and met clients through SugarDaddyMeet.com. Among other wild claims, the press release added that Boebert worked as a client for a wealthy member of the Koch family who introduced her to Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, leading to the launch of her political career. Worse still, the PAC even claimed that the pro-life Boebert obtained two abortions, the first when she was 18 in 2004 or 2005 and the second in 2009. The PAC said the report was based on an exhaustive investigation and a tip from a verified source close to this matter who has requested anonymity for fear of reprisals. Boebert told Fox News the claims were false and disgusting accusations. She said, "Partisan organizations putting out blatantly false and disgusting accusations won't stop me from advancing freedom and conservative values. This group's vile conduct demonstrates why people are fed up with politics. I am not going to stand by and pretend this is normal behavior. This political committee, funded by far-left Democrat donors and run by two left-wing political operatives, published pages of false statements knowing they were completely fabricated. The law on this type of defamation is clear and this conduct will be subject to civil and criminal penalties. Attached is a letter from my attorney introducing our response to these lies." Boebert's attorney, John Anderson, wrote that the PAC published a series of false and defamatory statements. Anderson wrote, "We have irrefutable evidence that each one of these statements is patently false. You knew this though. Muckrakers published these outlandish statements knowing they were fabricated, but you likely operated under the inaccurate assumption that publishing false statements against a public figure would not create legal liability. This will be a costly miscalculation for Muckrakers, Wheeler and Muckrakers donors," the attorney added.